Hello, my name is Lily Chaudhry, and you're listening to Happiness Now, Secrets to Success from the East and West. This podcast is all about empowering us to achieve happiness and success in every aspect of life, and we look at some of the wisdom that's found in different cultures about this topic. These talks are based on the works of Qasim Ali Shah. He's a renowned motivational speaker based in Lahore, Pakistan. Qasim Ali Shah often says that with anything that he does, he hopes that at least one person will be able to benefit from his work. So that's his ultimate goal, to help others. And that's why nearly all of his work is easily available for free. All of his talks are on YouTube. Even his books, he makes them readily available on many sites as free online downloads. Because for him, helping others is his success. That's his win. You know, one of the biggest goals that I have in life is that I can raise kind, smart, loving, God-conscious kids. That would be a great success for me, personally. This podcast for me is, number one, a way for me to share some of the wisdom that we can find in different cultures about hope, about positivity, personal strength. And number two, it's a way for me to pass on some of this wisdom to my kids, who one day, hopefully, will be able to benefit from this knowledge. Right now, though, all of them are under 8 years old. So Qasim Ali Shah's first book is called The Message of Success. The original title is called Kamyabi Ka Paigham. This book is obviously written in another language. This book is written in Urdu, and unfortunately, it's not available yet in an English version. So I got my own personal translated notes from our very own dedicated translator writer, Abu Bakr Zahur. So thank you, AZ. So Qasim Ali Shah had his main goal in mind when he wrote The Message of Success. He hoped that someone out there would get some benefit. And I'm definitely one of the hundreds of thousands, I'm sure, who has benefited. In the past few years, this book has sold over 50,000 copies in Pakistan. And that's pretty amazing for a developing country with a literacy rate of 58%. So today we're going to explore this book, and I'll share some of the gems that I found in it with you. The intro of this book explains that there's no mystery to the process of achieving success, just like there are other natural laws, and by that I mean consistencies observed in natural occurrences, there are certain laws or rules that govern success as well. And this book hopes to clarify some of these. In this episode, we're going to look at five of these. I mean, this book has like 50 mini chapters, so we definitely won't get through all of it today. We might actually continue with some of these in another episode. So the first rule of success is this: know that you can change the world. This world tends to only remember the heroes, those who made a difference, those who served humanity, those who lit that lamp of love, who somehow contributed to make this world a better place to live in. The people who achieved unforgettable greatness are the ones who believed that they can. According to research, successful people always believed in themselves. They believed long before they actually achieved greatness, simply because of the power of their positive thinking. And there are a plethora of books out there on this topic for us today. One of the first was called The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale. This is a book that was written by a Protestant minister in 1952, and it made positive thinking into a household term. Writer Mitch Horowitz says it turbo-boosted the fields of self-help, religious counseling, and therapeutic spirituality, as well as today's prosperity gospel. And another amazing book on this subject is Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, and our episode 9 talks about this book in detail. So one of the most important things we can do is to convince ourselves that we are able to achieve the things that we want, and better yet, that we can change the world for the better while doing it. Okay, rule number two, make the decision. It doesn't take decades or years or months or days even to change our lives. Our lives change the very moment we decide to change it. Robin Sharma says, making no decision is a decision to do nothing. And doing nothing always brings you to nowhere. Success is just a product of right decisions. Successful people will weigh the pros and cons of available choices and make smart decisions, while ordinary people let the circumstances they're in make those decisions. So we can decide now, decide today, to change our mindset, change our behavior, and thus change our life. Okay, rule number three is have a purpose. There's a saying, live with purpose, not obligation. To really commit to our goals, we have to have a purpose. Once we decide what our purpose is, it'll serve as the focal point in our life. Without purpose, our desires, our abilities, our talents, our resources, our time is just scattered. So what having a purpose does is it joins all these things into a force, a potent force, and it gives us strength, it gives us stamina, discipline, which are all essential to success. Research says that 98% of people don't have a purpose in their life. So it's not surprising that most people consider themselves unsuccessful, and it's not surprising that most people feel that they have failed in life. And we discussed the importance of purpose comprehensively in earlier episodes, like episode number 3 and number 18. Another important rule of success that's discussed in this book is persistence. Experts believe that most of us have some unique talent or ability, but because of our lack of persistence, we're never able to achieve our full potential. A lot of us get lazy, or we give up, or we lose focus, or we let difficulties stop us. So for those few people who have achieved success in their life, they don't possess any magic or secrets. They just persist until they succeed. You know, one of my kids' favorite restaurants is KFC. Good old Kentucky Fried Chicken. Remember, all three are under 8 years old. But those original recipe drumsticks have helped me with their dinners many a time. The story behind KFC, about the man who created this magical and addictive fried chicken, is so inspirational and a great example of persistence. Before he was the founder of a fried chicken empire with his iconic white suit and bow tie, Colonel Harlan David Sanders got off to kind of a rocky start in life. He was fired from dozens of jobs. Sanders had worked as a fireman, a tire salesman, an insurance salesman, and of course, a cook. It's said he created this secret chicken recipe between 1939 and 1940, when he figured out how to pressure fry the chicken for a faster and more consistent product. And he was 50 years old when this happened. But it wasn't until he was 62 years old that he actually ventured out with $105 in his hand from his Social Security check to pitch his chicken recipe to restaurants. In 1952, he hit the road to try and find somebody who believed in him. And it's said that 1,009 different people told him he was crazy and rejected him. But he didn't give up. The first restaurant to finally say yes was based out of Salt Lake City, Utah, which eventually became the first Kentucky Fried Chicken. And the restaurant tripled its sales within a year, where 75% of revenue was just from the Colonel's chicken. The company grew and expanded faster than he could have ever imagined. In 1964, at the age of 74, Sanders sold the company for $2 million, and he stayed on as a goodwill ambassador. KFC is now one of the most recognizable franchises in the world, with over 18,000 locations worldwide. I mean, there are even KFCs in Pakistan. Sir Colonel Sanders didn't let his age or his rejections or even his very meager budget stop him. He had a goal and he persisted until he was successful. Okay, and rule number 5 is aim for a truly balanced life. Many apparently successful people are actually really unsuccessful in their lives. There are people out there who have money, power, fame. From the outside, it looks like they have it all. But many of these people don't have peace and contentment. So can they really be called successful? The answer is no. This is why success and happiness together is what all people want. And this can't happen until we aim for a balance in life. Remember, each of us is a combination of body, mind, and soul, and they all need our attention. Some of us are so busy with one thing or another that we ignore some of the important elements in life, and we end up with discontentment and inner turmoil. And when this happens, we have to reevaluate our definition of success. To have true success in life, we have to maintain a balance in some key areas of life. And we discussed these in detail in our previous episode, The Seven Trees of Life. These areas are money, service, family, career, character, spirituality, and self. And for more details on these, please listen to our episode 17. In conclusion, the message of success reminds us that there are real rules and principles to achieving success. It doesn't happen by chance. And we looked at five of these rules from the book. Number one, having belief in ourselves that we can change the world. Number two, making the decision to change. Number three, having a purpose in life. Number four, persisting in our goals. And number five, aiming for a balanced life. So following these principles in life will likely lead us to the success and happiness that we desire. Thank you so much for joining us today. If you enjoyed our podcast, please share it with others. And of course, please feel free to share your comments and questions with us. You can message us on our website, www.happinessnowpodcast.com, or send us a message on Facebook. Until next time, I'm Lily Chaudhry. Please take care and take control.